The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen, founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. And I'm also your host for The Truth is Funny radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. You can also enjoy a new perspective with Karen Benton every third Wednesday of the month. So the energetic upgrades are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share this life-transforming information with you. Please do call in. I see we already have several callers, 1-800-930-2819. What happened is my internet went out, boom, across the street. They were working on the building across the street. I heard a big bang and a power surge knocked my internet out. But Zach, I just wanted to let you know that I just got it back. So maybe we can look at in the first break, maybe doing something about this. I don't know what we'll do. But in the meantime, what I'm going to do is just continue on with what I was planning, and really happy to do these nuggets of wisdom. And I'm choosing different things from my book, different parts that I feel are strong for the day. So today, what I wanted to talk about, because it seems to be the leading weakness out there right now for a lot of people, is external forces. So I'm just going to read a little tiny bit from my book. External forces are positive and negative life experiences that enter our reality and alter our perception. We can compare external forces to snowflakes in a snowstorm to better understand how they affect the collective as well as the individual. Snowflakes, like people, come in all shapes and sizes. Every flake is unique, yet all of them have fundamental structures in common because every snowflake has six sides. If you compare external forces to snowflakes, they seem insignificant on their own because anyone can put up with a flake or two. However, they gain weight as they accumulate. If they become too heavy for the roof, they can eventually weaken and collapse a person's house. The nugget of the wisdom from the vector today is let go of history, govern yourself, educate yourself, and celebrate yourself. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. And so, you know, when we're talking about external forces, we're, you know, those are the things that are out there in the collective. And because a lot of people, the energy right now is supercharged, you may have noticed. We have a new moon yesterday, like last night, and that's in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is all about expansion and contraction. So a lot of people, you know, anyone, like I said, can handle a flake or two, but when they start piling up, eventually the body and the soul and the spirit become weak. And just, you know, it's like a roof in a heavy snowstorm. The weight can become so heavy that the authentic self triad, which I talk about, that's your body, soul, and your spirit, that triad, if we keep that strong, keep those, the body, the soul, spirit balanced. And that's what I was talking about last week. So I thought I'd continue to explain how to strengthen the authentic self triad. So, you know, if you think about the external forces as snowflakes. You know, as they pile up on the roof, it just, it collapses. It can really, it's coming up almost the smallest details. Like even this morning, you know, I was up at 5, got ready for my show, et cetera, and the neighbors across the street caused something, knocked my internet out. And I could be like in a place now where, hey, I have a radio show. I'm disappointed. It's not on Facebook Live, et cetera. And instead, I just went straight to my center and found the phone number to reach them to say, hey, I'm here. I want to do the radio show and just enjoy it in the way that it comes about. And the way that I do that is I recognize what my leading weakness is and tune into that and just delete it. And you don't even need to know at the time what's going on. As I said, we have a new moon, and this energy is about like reflection. The energy is also very expansive for love right now, for people doing what they love. And so there's a lot of limitations when people expect things to go a certain way and they don't go that way. So I just want to just go through a few of the external forces that are really common for a lot of people. So as I said, the collective is the collective is because, like, if you think about yourself as a biocomputer and all of your organs and systems and your hard drive and your software, we have all the way down to our microscopic cells, like all the way down to the quantum particles of our cells, all of that energy goes, it contracts and goes inward with every thought that is presented to you or that you present to others. And so your thoughts become very loud as they get out to the collective, and the collective thoughts have an influence on that triad. Also, many people have educational weaknesses. A lot of people, if they say don't feel they're as well educated as other people, don't realize that when we're educated, the educational system does not always work for everyone. So there's quite often weaknesses from when people first start school, but also people that don't feel that they have an education in a specific get a degree. And so a lot of times people will feel, well, I'm not as smart as someone who has a degree. And actually, a lot of times people who become experts end up being very myopic in vision. They don't see the big picture. They zone in to the details of that they are focused on. So there's all forms of education. You may have noticed there's the school of life. That's the biggest educator of all. And also cultural things come into being. If you don't understand your culture there's limitations and expectations with every culture. So we want to be strong to understanding our culture and understanding where we fit into that culture. Also, religion. So a lot of times spirituality has been hijacked by religion. And so a lot of people will have religious experiences, even if they weren't raised religiously. You know, some people believe in past lives. Some people do not. Some people believe in heaven and hell, etc. So we want to strengthen all beliefs around religion and spirituality that would weaken a person's ability to move forward in strength. We also have the government, and the government has, as you may have noticed, has a huge, huge effect on people and on people's behavior. And so we want to strengthen that. First and foremost, we go inward and we govern ourselves, and then we go into a place where we are able to, you know, if we don't use tactics on ourselves and we don't use tactics on others, then we're less likely to, you know, fall for the tactics that happen in everyday life. And then we also have lineage. And so that is ancestors and descendants. And so quite often people have weaknesses that come from their parents, their grandparents, great grandparents, all the way up and down the line. And so quite often when people are in a situation where they don't have children, even all of the descendants that didn't come through, because we're multifaceted beings that operate on many levels, those even unborn descendants can have an effect on us. And then there's also karma. And so just remembering that karma, if you don't look at it as being good or bad or positive or negative, it's just a it's cause and effect. So whatever we do has causes an effect. And so just as medications, they say they have side effects, but they actually just have effects. And so the good news about this is that, you know, if you're caught in the middle of external forces, it can seem really hopeless. So we want to strengthen everybody to the word hope and to hopeless. If people refuse to buy into an inaccurate version of history, they can find creative solutions and to life's problems by going inward for intuitive answers. When you have, you use your intuition and you use your perception, then you have insight. So the bad news is, if you feel caught between circumstances that leave you wondering what the EF, external forces, is happening, you are probably the middleman being controlled by these external forces. This is very common for all of us. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a short break right now, and I'm going to talk to my producer and see what if we want to hop on Zoom now or if we're just going to stay in this format. It might be a little bit challenging to do that now. You can call in. I see we have lots of callers already. 1-800-930-2819. I'm in the mood. Let's make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on The Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We will not be able to get on Zoom because the internet started to work, but Zoom won't. My internet, there's something really going on weird here. So we're just going to continue on and do the show this way. We have callers. So, Zach, who do we have?
We have Ulith from Vancouver. You are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi there, Ulith. Good morning.
Hey. Sorry I sound so rough. I've got a horrible, horrible cold and a really sore throat that
okay.
I can't seem to shake off. And I've had it for a few days, and it's really weird. I can't stop coughing.
Okay. So, you know how I like to get a baseline from people?
Yes.
So that we can track progress here. So, right now at this time, if you were to put a number on the pain, 10 being it's excruciating, it's bothering me a lot, and 0 being I'm totally neutral to this, I know it'll pass. Where are you?
I'd say like an 8.
Okay.
Especially so, at night when it wakes me up.
Okay, so how long has this been happening?
I've had it for, this is my 3rd day, actually.
Yeah, I was
pretty
getting 3 days.
Because usually it's gone.
Yeah, so that's what's bothering you more than anything, is the bother of having it. But when energetically, when I tune into it, it's kind of like what's bothering you more is that it won't go away and you don't know why it came. So what was going on 3 days ago in your life? Because it's come on a non-physical level, energetically speaking. What was going on 3 days ago when you first started feeling it?
I was babysitting and one of the boys had it. And
okay.
I was taking them to the hockey rink like early in the morning.
What's kind of interesting, what's coming up is just for you. Let's get you first, take a deep breath. So for a lot of people, when this is cold and flu season, and right after Christmas, it's also again, these days are very charged right now, as I said. And so when people, it's about you taking this boy to the rink and acting like his mother is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to, babysitting. In general, and having to babysit others, and others having to babysit you, and we're just going to strengthen. Also, it's also coming up work, So we're just going to strengthen you. Is your greatest concern, like, I can't go to work or I have to go to work feeling like this?
Yeah, because I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Okay, so first and foremost, you know, the first question I'm asking energetically at root cause, is this physical or non-physical? And you can feel the non-physical energy, how it dips. And so that's, we're just going to strengthen you, your body, soul, spirit, as I said. And we're going to describe the pain to me.
It's at the upper part of my throat. Mm-hmm. And then in my chest. It just burns. My chest is just burning.
Okay. So
and the pain is bad in my throat that I can't really speak.
Okay. So would you describe the pain as sharp? How would you describe the pain?
I would say that it's yeah, it is sharp when I try to drink water. I can't.
Okay, because this is coming up for a lot of people at this time of year. There's so much extra to have to do. And everyone that I'm talking to from all around the world, it's kind of like a lot of people are using this word exhaustion. And this is coming up, taking life in fully, digesting life fully. This is energetically shifting for everyone out there. Myself, you know, it hasn't been the most easy going week for me either. And there's just one thing after another, it seems like, going on. And this is how the world is right now. So this is a really good example of collective influence. So a lot of people, when, you know, a person gets what they call a cold, label it as a cold, label it as the flu. It is contagious, and it's contagious by energy. So a lot of people, when they're feeling a lot of grief, will go into this this place of where they weaken their body. So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, physically, that, you know, your central nervous system is working 100%. This is also coming up harmony, having the right words of what you want to say. So I just want to tune in with you right now. And energetically for you, it's more the burning is actually coming from a burning desire is what's coming up. So it's kind of like this feeling of getting ahead and then having to go behind and then getting ahead and then being left and it's being left behind. So do you like hockey?
Not really.
Yeah. So it's kind of like going out in the cold to be in a cold rink. And were you wearing a scarf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just coming up. A lot of scarves, a lot of people have weaknesses to scarves that they're not aware of. This is from hanging experiences, past and present, lifetime hanging experience, like having to hang in there, having to hang out with people that maybe you didn't want. Because the number one weakness was a collective influence at the rink. And so was this child who was sick, went to the rink anyway to play hockey?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you sort of took on this energy where, like, this little guy has to be like an adult. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so this triggered you to when you were a little girl and you weren't allowed to speak up. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. Myself, like I had, you know, I let go of my old cat, Pearl, and I've been very stuffed up ever since that happened. And it's just, I understand this is grief and, you know, sadness. And so at this time, we're just going to strengthen you to all of the tears you haven't cried and all of the things that you couldn't cough up to say. It's also coming up for a lot of people having to cough up money. So it's just, you know, the universe has a really, really funny sense of humor. For me, like, I was, my battery, like my, when I let go of the cat, the jolt of energy that went through my house shut down my appliances and made my lights all go out above the sink. And then the battery died in my car. But it's not the battery, it's the alternator. And now the internet blew out. And so sometimes this happens when people, I could feel the energy coming in really supercharged. And a lot of this is like, when you get in touch with it now, has your number changed?
I think I've dropped to a 6. And one of the things I remembered is that I found out a couple of days ago that I didn't get the raise at my second job.
So this is why it's coming up career-based. And so we're just going
a little
to
pissed off about it.
So this is anger. Did you tell them did you react when they told you didn't get the raise?
I let them know that I'd probably start looking.
Okay.
And that was it. That was all I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you know this isn't physical, right? At root cause. So this is about. It's almost like you've got like a lump in your throat, and it's kind of like you took in all of the things that happened to you as a little girl and were triggered by the whole situation, and then having to show up somewhere where you didn't want to show up and not get paid for it. How do you feel about not getting paid enough?
Oh, man, it's such a fake. Like, it's fake.
Okay.
I feel like it's a cop-out.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen you that on top of beating yourself up now, that you could see the sense of humor in it, just like, I've chosen to see the sense of humor in my situation. Sometimes the universe just puts you under arrest, because sometimes it's better not to show up if you're going to show up weak than, and take the time to get yourself strong and then, be able to say what you want to say. So put your tongue on the roof of your mouth and let's strengthen this. This is your governing channel. Expectations create limitations. And so we want to anticipate a strong future. Do you remember when your car got towed?
Yes, I do.
This is similar to that. So we're just going to get you strong. Good things came out of it. So sometimes when things don't go the way we think they're supposed to, we'll go into this place. So we're just going to strengthen you 100% to your future and delete all the weaknesses from the past. So where is your throat at now?
It feels like a 4.
Okay.
The pain's a bit lesser.
Yeah, so the pain is actually coming on a mental level and on an emotional level. And so we're just going to strengthen you. You know, after you hang up here, go find somewhere where you can scream your head off and let it out.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really painful.
yeah, but the painful thing is not being able to say what you want to say. And coughing is a swallowing. Life in like swallowing the disappointments of life is coming up for you. So we're just going to strengthen this for you and for everyone else. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want, we can check in with you after the break here and just see if we can get you down to 0 and get you neutral. Do you have time to stay on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Yulith waiting on the other on the call. Yulith, where are you at now? Yulith?
Yulith, are you there?
Oh, we must have lost her. We'll take the next caller. And she maybe had to get... I'm getting she might be yelling. Who do we have?
All right, Diana from Kelowna.
Uh-huh.
Diana from Kelowna, you are on The Truth is Funny.
Hi, Diana.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Colette. I'm not too bad, thank you. What I'm calling in about is I'm dealing with a lot of pain in my right side from my hip down my feet. I did have a fall and broke my leg a few years ago, and it seems to be not getting much better as far as pain goes. Right now, I would guess it to maybe only be at 3, but as the day goes on, it aches continually, and sometimes it gets that really sharp pain that, you know, I can hardly go around anymore, and I usually have to sit down and what
have you. So what's coming up is very similar to with Yulith, and this energy is of it being painful to live. Being painful to live alone is coming up. And so we want to just strengthen the fall. This energy right now, this expansive Sagittarian energy is all, this new moon is bringing in kind of a real strong desire for partnership and love. And so what's coming up is, you know, as your day goes on, the concern that you're not going to be able to walk is bothering you more than the actual pain itself. So it's kind of anticipating the pain coming back, and that brings your energy down really low. So we're going to strengthen the central nervous system for you. And, you know, the right hip and down the right side, that's masculine energy. So have you had a situation relationship-wise that's bothering you? Because that's what's coming up.
Okay.
And so we're just going to strengthen this for you about how you walk through life is coming up. And so when you get in touch with the pain right now, is it a three still?
Yeah, no, maybe not. Maybe just a 2.5. It's just a little bit better than it was.
Yeah. So this is what I like, why I like to get people to acknowledge when they're energetically shifting, because you start to notice it has changed, right? You might maybe can't
right
put your finger
moment,
on it. Yeah, like you can't. What's coming up is you can't really put your finger on it, but you perceived a change. So, do you remember when?
Right.
Before the accident.
Yeah.
How was your body then?
At that particular time, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
well,
just before the accident, were you healthy?
Yes, I was healthy. However, probably dealing with a lot of things with relationship, just like you mentioned, right?
Oh, okay. So we're just going to strengthen this for you that life isn't what's coming up is you're tired of marching through life.
Okay.
And so we're just going to get you strong to this. The energy around that is a lot of people are feeling this right now. Do you celebrate the holiday season?
Yes.
Okay. Is this one of your favorite times of year?
Yes,
going
it is.
Into, yeah, that's what's coming up is that how can you, like that your favorite time of year is being ruined
right.
by this, okay? And so we're going to strengthen you. And it's kind of funny because you also, it's coming up for a lot of people that a lot of people in career and finances, et cetera, feel like they're skating on thin ice right before Christmas. And so we're just going to strengthen
right.
this for everybody. All of the, like the wallop of energy that has for a lot of people, because if you think about Christmas and birthdays, et cetera, those days are very loaded. And so moving into this time frame where you're supposed to be enjoying relationships and family and enjoying being in this energy, and you feel like you're kind of have been put on hold is what's coming up. So we're going to strengthen you that you can hold yourself up. When you get in touch with your the pain level just right now, has it changed again? Can you perceive a change?
No, not really.
Not from there, because it's coming up that a lot of times when people get stuck at 2, 2.5, it's because of their perception. But in this case, what's coming up is that you're weak to couples. You're weak to seeing couples. You're weak to the word couple. So we want to strengthen your left hip and your right hip so that they're more even. That's what's coming up is that you've been leaning on your feminine and on your left side, and that's causing a twist in your spine, really. It's not so much the leg, it's more the central nervous system. We want to strengthen back to, do you remember a time when you were when you were running or dancing?
When
everything was working strong?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do this for everybody. Keep that vision of remembering. See, the number one weakness for you right now is the same as it was for you, is that this is never going to end. I'm always going to be this way, and we're just going to strengthen. There is no such thing as always or never. So just getting you strong to that, getting you strong to taking the next steps in your life that you need to take on every and in all aspects of your life, so that you can feel a lot more balance in who you are and what you're doing. Where are you at now with that thought? And every time you do that, every time you have a thought about your leg, your hip, the accident, the relationship, what's going on, we just want to really get you strong to putting some strength into your spine. It's kind of like the tension from the front to the back of your body and from the left to the right. It's more from the right hip to the left hip, from the front to the back is what's going weak. And so we're going to strengthen, it may sound odd, but it's more like the left hip in the back is weak to the right hip in the front. And so we're just going to get that strong for you, and just keep that vision in your at the back of your head, basically, of how things can move into a better way very quickly. You notice how the accident happened very quickly?
Yes.
Well, people can also heal very quickly. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you also. Thank you for calling in. We have to take another short break here. This is call, and we have about four or five callers on the line. So we're going to, you're very welcome. And, you know, feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. I do private consultations also. I have the tele-shifting and the telespa for people who just want to continue to energetically upgrade their vibration and the frequency. So the thoughts that you go to are automatically, what's coming up for you is loving and loving yourself 100%. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah!
Check us out at thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I just wanted to mention that a few things that I'm going to be busy with. Illuminate is a psychic fair that will be here in Kelowna on January 30th to the 3rd of February. I'll have a booth there, and I'm also been asked to open the event. So that's kind of cool. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm also part of the Replenishing Life Project, which is launching on January 15th. And as I said, on the second Thursday of every month, I do a telespa. This one will be Posture Perfect, where we work on posture and work on the skeleton. And also the following weekend, we will be looking into this Capricorn energy, which is really amazing energy for career. And I also will be in March 8th, May 9th, I will be having baby steps and a layer one and layer two in June and September. I'm just getting all the contracts finalized with the hotel. So I just wanted to mention that. And we have a caller here, Zach. So let's take this next caller here.
Haley from Baltimore, you're live on The Truth is Funny.
Hello.
Hi, Haley from Baltimore. I hope your morning is going smoother than mine.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it is.
Oh, it's just the internet. It's just intermittent right now. So what can I do for you today?
Take a look at, my marriage structure and maybe, my home or
okay.
property kind of.
Okay, so when I get in touch with those two things that you mentioned, the one that went weaker is your marriage thing. So, I like to get a baseline from people on a scale of 10 being like, my marriage is really, really terrible, and zero being, whatever, marriage goes up and down, I'm neutral. Where are you?
Maybe 3 or so.
Okay, so three being that, it's not bothering you that much.
Well, it bothers me, but it's not like critical crisis mode. It
okay.
does go up and down, and I strengthen stuff every day, so.
Okay, so that's good. So we're going to, 3 is workable, right?
Yeah.
So there's a few things coming up, and I'm just energetically tuning into them in the background because they're more personal things coming up right now that I'm getting, red light. I don't want to share people's personal what's coming up on this level. So, what part of it is when you get in touch with your property, is that owned mutually by you and your partner?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. So, if you were to separate or get divorced, would it affect your financial standing in a huge way?
I'm not sure. I work with and for my husband, so it's a little
okay. That's why it's coming up. Yeah. So it's kind of your. Everything's wrapped up into this one egg.
Yeah.
Everything that you've been that in your life, it's just coming up that it's not, it wouldn't just be like the loss of a marriage or a partner. It would also be like a change in work probably. And it would be, and so it's not saying that 100% that I'm not saying that, the divorce is imminent or anything. It's just the thought of it. What's coming up is the not having the freedom to really be who you want to be. And so let's get you strong to that. When you get in touch with that right now on a scale of 0 to 100%, like I totally feel like I'm living my life the way I want to live it. Where are you on that scale, percentage-wise?
Probably in right in the middle, 50, because I've come a long way. I'm still progressing with that.
It's kind of interesting because I picked some cards this morning, and the divorce card did come up. And every morning I pick three cards just to sort of tune into the energy. But, you know, that card is not necessarily like, oh, someone's getting divorced. This is more like the little saying on the bottom of that card is the worst divorce is from Source. And so we want to get you totally connected to Source energy again so that you can generate some flow in well-being. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to strengthen this. What's coming up is, it's interesting because the Capricorn card came up too, and that's the energy that we will, you know, that Capricorn energy is about taking responsibility, being able to respond to life's challenges, all of those things. So we're just going to get you strong to that, that, you know, being responsible just means that you're able to respond to the challenges that are being presented before you. And like you said, you already went to the 50, you know, percent mark. And I'm getting it, you've done a lot of work on this. So we're going to strengthen you that perhaps you're over the hump instead of over the hill is what's coming up.
So, okay. Woohoo.
So you know how when you get past, you know, the glass is starting to get full again is what's coming up for you. So when you get in touch with that thought right now and you think about, wow, you know, I could start operating at 100% and then go past that to infinite potential. And I could just allow the universe to present me with all these options. And you don't have to take an action or, but just moving into this place. How does that feel for you? Does that, where are you at now?
It feels really good.
Yeah. You're neutral.
Yeah.
See, nothing ever lasts forever. Not even this radio show. Because we're coming to the end here pretty quick. So I just want to thank you so much for calling in. And like I said, feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny. Anyone who wants to let me know how the radio show empowers them. I get a lot of people saying that this is really beneficial for them. And I want to thank Zach for producing the show without internet for me. And also I want to thank everybody else who called in. And I would apologize, you know, because I'm Canadian, but I'm not going to apologize because my internet was working 5 minutes before the show. And so I'm a little bit sad that we didn't get on to Facebook Live because I love that. It's a lot of fun. But next week we'll have Tales from the Vector and all of this will be resolved. So I just wanted to thank Pat and her team and all of you out there listening for giving me the opportunity to share this information. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.